Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week has an eye-watering theme.
Hello, this is Paul from New Zealand. My question is, would it be possible to have a coil of thin wire in one's spectacle frames which would attract floaters in the eye to the extremities of the eye so that they would not float across the eye and be a distraction?
And here's our expert to tackle the ocular problem.
This is Dr. James Johnson from Southern California. I have a unique practice called Vitreous Floater Solutions, where I treat eye floaters. Well, floaters are actually very common. It is an age-related phenomenon for the most part, especially as we get into the 40s and older. And what it is the clear gel in the back of the eye starts to condense and coalesce and cloud over. And so what the person sees will be spots and threads and shadowy clouds or cobweb-type shadows which move around in the vision. Most of these floaters are considered benign, but it is usually worth getting a good eye examination to make sure that it's not part of something more serious, such as a retinal tear or a retinal detachment. The common advice that most people are given is to just learn to live with it and hope that it'll go away. Now, the traditional treatment, as I said, is just to learn to live with it. There is actually a surgical intervention, a surgical procedure called a vitrectomy, and it involves putting small instruments inside the eye to essentially suck out the gel in its entirety and replace it with salt water. But as you can imagine, it's invasive. It has its complications, commonly cataract and sometimes even retinal detachment. As far as your reader's question about putting a coil of wire, it reminds me of a Steve Martin movie called The Jerk, where he did put a little handle, a little wire on some glasses, and in the movie everybody got cross-eyed. Well, that wouldn't happen. But, you know, there's nothing you can really do to distract yourself from those floaters because they are inside the eye and they're constantly there. I have an unusual situation where I have a practice entirely devoted to treating floaters, and I use a laser. So I use a highly focused laser on the floater material itself and vaporize it, convert it to a gas, the gas goes away, and the floaters are gone.
Floaters can also be made of undegraded cell material, very occasionally red blood cells, but mostly it's uneven bits of the gel or vitreous humour inside the eye. Sadly, their makeup means that a coil of wire, even magnetised, would not have an effect on these fragments or gooey bits. On our forum, RD also pointed out the wonders of a vitrectomy. Just don't look too closely at the pictures. Well, next week, you'll need to adjust your television sets for this question.
Hi, I'm Andrew Hawthorne from Fayetteville, Arkansas, and my question is, why does the television signal improve when you hold the aerial?
Why does the signal improve when you're holding the aerial, usually in another room or standing on the end of a diving board over a shark-infested pool? If you have the answer, then give us a hand with Question of the Week. Email Chris at thenakedscientist.com or you can write it on our forum, which is thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.